Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 7 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Here in the studio, on the Zoom, in your own space. Welcome. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself arrive in your body, in your chair. Noticing the body, how your heart is this morning, how the mind is, and just letting it settle into present moment awareness. And continuing our discussion of the right view, or being with things the way they are, I wanted to talk a little bit about karma. Whole books have been written about this. I am going to just mention a couple things. Two things, actually, that I want to talk about, because we usually talk about karma as in that bad thing that we did prior is catching up to us. So we think about it as a past thing. But I want to talk about two things. One is that a more immediate, so the general idea is that every action that we take has an effect. And, you know, we usually think it catches up to us. But really, we don't have to think about it in terms of the past. The effect that our actions have on us is really on our own minds. So everything that we do has an effect on how we feel. So if we're not living up to our values, that's the way I think about it. It's, you know, whatever that is to you. So, you know, if I'm sharp with my husband, or I cut someone off in traffic, or I'm kind of mindless and I forget to open the door to the studio and let the people in like I did this morning, that actually has an effect in how I feel about myself. And that's the immediate effect of karma. And if we don't live up to our values, if we're out there doing bad stuff, we usually have to spend a lot of time looking over our shoulder. And that's the immediate effect of our actions. And then down the road, of course, it makes it, if we're looking over our shoulder all the time, we get defensive. We push people away. It has larger effects. It ripples out. But the most immediate thing is, how does it affect us and the way that we feel? And then the way that we behave towards ourselves and others. So that's one thing that I wanted to say about karma. The other thing, and it's kind of tied to it, is karma is actually a forward-looking concept as well as a backward-looking concept, because how I act right now affects how I'm going to feel going forward. I saw this sign this morning as I was driving in, and it kind of captures it. It was on the outside of a salon. Let's see if I remember. It said, "Good hair, good mood, good day." That's karma, right? You know, if I'm polite to people, if I open the door, that affects the next moment. So there's a lot of agency. We usually think of karma as like, you know, destiny catching up with us. But actually, there's a lot of agency, because even if you were kind of a not great person yesterday, you could be a great person today. And it would shift your mood. It would change things. So I want to invite you to consider how much agency you have by being in the moment, being awake, aware of how your actions are affecting you and others around you. And you can change it anytime. Good news, right? And how it ties back to our idea of like suffering and the end of suffering is, you know, it causes us a lot of suffering if we're not living up to our values. And we can shift that by changing the way that we behave right now. So let's practice. Taking your seat once again, feeling that sense of ground. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat. Remembering good hair, good mood, good day. Or nice action, good mood, good day. Let that be the ground of your practice today. Everything's possible. From that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed. Let your heart be open. Open to the possibilities of just aligning yourself with your best self. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth, support of our practice together.